Welcome to Students with Stories, where students at Northwest Missouri State University share their stories of dealing with their disabilities in the classroom.
Montel, a student athlete, sat down with his friend Lovely. They both have depression. He shared what it's like being a student athlete with depression. They discuss how they want people to accept them.
None of my teammates or coaches. The only person would know is Kelly Quinlan. That's the Northwest trainer. So she's the only one that knows I'm dealing with it. And she tries to do her best with me, try to talk to me every once in a while, make sure I'm okay. So it's kind of been tough with me sitting out for 2 years because I tore my labrum and both of my shoulders. So me and her had a conversation where she was like, do I need to consider not playing football again because of my injuries and who knows what's coming on? So that kind of got to me. It was hard news for me. So it was like, okay, so she don't have faith in me. But then again, it's just like, I know she's being honest and all this and that. So it's kind of like with my depression, it's just like nobody has faith in me. And it kind of gets down on me. Am I even capable of doing this? Do I have potential? Can I even prove anybody wrong? But a small part of me is like, you can do this. Just keep going. And me and her have a good relationship. She's kind of like a second mother. I know I can go to her when I'm having problems. And I always can count on her to check up on me when she sees me. So
I just want them to know what I'm going through, what I think of myself. So they'll be there to lift me up when I might be having a bad day. I just want a happy environment around me to make myself happy. Be around people that love me and care about me all the time and not have to worry about if I say something and if that'll make them feel uncomfortable or they'll know where all of this is coming from. But it's hard because even though mental illnesses have been the subject of lots of conversations, no one really understands what someone's going through unless they're going through it personally.
I want people to be able to understand, you know, just hear me out before you just pass judgment when I first say, oh, I have depression, you know. So it's like, I think that it just has to be the right time and the right moment. And then people be able to actually listen. You know, I don't want to walk around and see somebody and be like, hey, and just that awkward conversation. You know, I just want people to be comfortable with talking to me. It's like, I'm still a person, still have feelings. I may not show all of them feelings, but you know, I'm human. I mean, I'm not perfect. I'm normal. You can treat me like anybody else. It's just be comfortable with me. Don't, cause being awkward around me makes me think that you don't want to be around me or I'm weird or crazy.
Montel, a student athlete, and his friend Lovely both have depression. They challenge us to not judge, to treat them no different than anyone else.